ETF-tober? Uptober? Let's check out some charts to see what we may potentially see play out based on historical data from the Bitcoin price over the years in the month of October and through the end of the year, and considering developments that may affect the price differently this time around. Here on this Bitcoin monthly returns by percent chart, as we discussed in a previous video, September has historically been the most bearish month for Bitcoin since its inception over 10 years ago, while October has historically been the most bullish, and in some cases massively bullish, like we saw here in 2021, up almost 40%, and up over 27% in 2020, and even back here in 2015 during a bear market, up over 33%. So whether or not we've seen the worst of this bear market, something interesting to keep in mind this time around is the possible approval of a spot Bitcoin ETF in October this year, and the implications of an approval for the rest of Q4 and into next year. Listen to this 90-second clip of the CEO of Galaxy Investment Partners, which focuses on crypto investments, Mike Novogratz, at the latest Messeri crypto event about the matter.
We're going to get good news in October, which I don't think is consensus. And that could mean you probably have an ETF actually trading by early December. I don't think people understand how important it is. And so, you know, Invesco, who's our partner in this, we want to win, right? But Kathy wants to win, BlackRock wants to win, Fidelity wants to win. There are probably seven or eight credible competitors, and I think we'll launch the same day. And so you step back, while we want to win, we also want Bitcoin to go higher. And think of the sales forces. You've got BlackRock Salesforce, Invesco Salesforce, Ark Salesforce, Fidelity Salesforce. So you have an entire new group of people picking up the phone, because Bitcoin is always sold, it's never bought. One thing I learned starting in 2013, when I had to explain what the damn Byzantine general's problem was to people that kind of get them to buy Bitcoin. Now it's a macro asset. And so I think this is a complete game changer. Prices are what we set on the margin, right? They're not a lot of sellers. Right now, they're not a lot of buyers or sellers, right? We have very low liquidity in these markets. But you're going to start seeing buyers, and they're not going to buy, sell right away. So you're going to suck up a lot of supply, and prices are going to go a lot higher.
So let's hone in on the timeline together. If Mike's prediction is correct and we get spot Bitcoin ETF approvals simultaneously across the board between 6 to 8 big institutional players, trading likely wouldn't start until a month or so later in December. Bullish. However, it is important to understand one key thing about markets, especially this market that will experience a massive flood of new sophisticated investors. Markets are always forward-looking and always looking to front-run anything that could move the market in one way or another. That's why a lot of times by the time newer investors or retail investors react, things are already priced in and they miss opportunities. So the more likely scenario for Bitcoin's price action is that upon news of a spot Bitcoin ETF approval, the price pumps. Maybe it pumps quite significantly. And then in December, by the time trading starts, the price action may have fizzled out, because most people think the main event is when trading begins. However, like we just said, markets are forward-looking and front-run events like this. So in anticipation of bullish announcements like this, traders usually already have positions, and buyers of the news will be buying Bitcoin these traders are selling for some short-term profits. Then once the hype dies down, traders will usually start accumulating again. It's the old buy the rumor, sell the news trading tactic. So it's more likely than not, smart money has been buying the rumor of a spot Bitcoin ETF approval that they will sell to people who let FOMO, or fear of missing out, get the best of them to make a short-term profit before starting to buy again after the hype cycle. However, like Mike points out, if the ETF gets approved and when trading starts, all of these massive financial institutions will launch massive sales campaigns to start selling this new financial product to their customers. Imagine BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, and Fidelity, and ARK, etc., all competing for market share by trying to get as many clients as possible. And they want as large of a market share as possible because they will make a ton of money from the fees associated with providing and managing financial products and services to people. So we will start seeing a huge influx of advertisements on social media, on TV, on commercials, and emails, on websites, just everywhere, for signing up with one of these guys to get exposure to Bitcoin through them. And of course, all around the same time as the holidays and when political campaigns are starting to ramp up. So here in the US, we are about to be absolutely bombarded with a ton of advertisements. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and in this video, we are going to explore what we can potentially expect from October and the rest of 2024 in the crypto markets so we can position ourselves to take advantage of any opportunities that may arise. Let's hit it. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, iTrust Capital, Masterworks, and Tangent Wallet. Buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrencies as well as silver and gold tax-free with your own IRA or individual retirement account, or roll over your current 401k with iTrust Capital. Diversify your investment portfolio with the time-tested, uncorrelated asset class of fine art with Masterworks platform, and get your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tangent Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now. So scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. Will October prove to be a bullish month for Bitcoin or not? Let's check out some charts and on-chain data together. This chart shows us the percentage of Bitcoin that is being held on exchanges versus off of exchanges on self-custody wallets like Tangent, Ledger, and similar. The black line represents the price of Bitcoin over time, and the orange line represents the percentage of Bitcoin on exchanges. And looking specifically at this orange line, since Bitcoin was invented for the first time in its history, since around March of 2020, the percentage of Bitcoin held on exchanges has been on a downward trend, dropping down to where we are now at around 11%. And this means that most people invested in Bitcoin and in the crypto industry at large understand the technology and knows the risks associated with leaving crypto in the hands of centralized third parties like exchanges, with the collapse of FTX, Celsius, and more. Because as we always highlight on the channel, the only way to completely own and control your digital assets and crypto investments is by storing it in your own self-custody wallet. And as always, my recommended solutions can be found in the description area below. Another important thing this chart shows us is that the number of people looking to sell their Bitcoin is decreasing. Because typically when people want to sell their Bitcoin, they will keep it on exchanges or they will transfer their Bitcoin from their wallets to exchanges in order to sell it for fiat currency. So the HODL game is strong in Bitcoin right now, with the number of people storing and HODLing their Bitcoin increasing steadily for the past 3 years since 2020. This also means that there is less Bitcoin available on exchanges for people to buy. And when the supply of an asset like Bitcoin is decreasing, while demand for it is increasing, we typically will experience upward price pressure. So with the spot Bitcoin ETF that most people may not be aware of, is sure, there are other Bitcoin ETFs like futures ETFs, etc., that are already available. However, the financial institutions are not actually required to own and hold the Bitcoin. Now with a spot Bitcoin ETF, they will be required to buy, hold, and store Bitcoin in their funds. So think about the potential approval of a spot Bitcoin ETF. Then big financial institutions bombarding mainstream media with advertisements for the new spot Bitcoin ETF product. Then billions of dollars on the sidelines starting to flood in. Coupled with the fact that there is not a lot of Bitcoin available to buy on exchanges. What would the effect on the Bitcoin price be? Bullish. Another consideration farther down the road is the Bitcoin halving event that will take place around March or April of 2024, where the amount of new Bitcoin entering circulation decreases by half. Meaning half as much Bitcoin will be available than the previous 4 years. Crazy potential. And if you want to learn more about what the Bitcoin halving is and how it has affected Bitcoin's price historically, you can check out my guide for beginners by clicking on the link above. Cool. Next, let's check out another chart that shows us the number of active Bitcoin addresses per day, with this orange line here, along with Bitcoin's price over time, with this black line. We can see a clear trend upwards, where there are more and more active Bitcoin addresses coming online over the years. These spikes here are natural when we experience the top of a bull market. However, zooming out, we have been steadily increasing. And even right now during this bear market, we are at about 1 million active Bitcoin addresses per day, which we started seeing this many active addresses back here around the start of the last bull cycle. And we managed to maintain this many active addresses throughout this bear market, because in previous bear cycles, we saw drops in active addresses, down to 600K here and 700K there. Whereas in this one, we held strong, which is a sign the Bitcoin network is being used more regularly and gaining adoption. Bullish. Let's take a look at another chart here showing Bitcoin's net unrealized profit and loss data, also known as the Nuple chart. And this chart may seem a bit complicated. However, This colorful line represents market cycles, where red represents capitulation, or the bottom of a cycle. Orange represents hope and fear. Yellow represents optimism and anxiety. Then up to green, we have belief and denial. And finally, blue, which represents euphoria and greed, or the top of a market cycle. And there are just three key things we want to point out in this chart. One, right now we are in the yellow here between optimism and anxiety. And over this year, 2023, we touched orange, the hope and fear phase, a couple of times, which has created some support we have bounced off of. Cool. Two, now when comparing this time period back here after the last bear cycle in 2019, we are at similar levels where we reached the orange and yellow phases. The only difference here being that we pumped into green before crashing back down to red in 2019. So what this could potentially mean is we avoided a fake pump before dropping back down to the red zone. So we could have an easier time gaining momentum into the next bull cycle this time around. Nice. And three, this most recent red zone from the lows we reached back in November 2021, when we dropped down to the 15K price levels, could have been the bottom of the bear cycle. Meaning, if we've seen the bottom, we could be in the early stages of the next bull cycle. Now, it's important to understand that doesn't mean we couldn't see Bitcoin dropping to 20K or below 20K. More likely, from a probability standpoint, is that 15K was the bottom of this bear cycle. Sweet. Let's check out one last chart together to see where we likely stand in this market cycle. First, a quick word from our sponsor, Masterworks. Art is one of the oldest asset classes there are, and typically, only the ultra-wealthy have had access to fine art investments until now. Masterworks removes the barriers we would otherwise face if we tried to invest in art on our own, because the costs are extremely high for the average investor. And as an investor myself, I can say they have made the process simple and straightforward. So with a $10 million piece of art by Banksy or Picasso or whoever, we can now diversify our portfolios into shares of these assets. Masterworks makes this large asset class now accessible to a wide range of investors with their platform that transforms physical art into share-based ownership. And this is great because when comparing activity from different assets during periods of high inflation, like we're currently experiencing, fine art is uncorrelated with other assets such as gold, crypto, and stocks, which is great when building a balanced investment portfolio for the long run. Skip the waitlist to join Masterworks and start diversifying into art today by scrolling down and using the link below. You can see important disclosures at masterworks.com/CD. Amazing. All right, one last chart here to consider. Bitcoin's net realized profit and loss, which shows us when someone sells, if they sold their Bitcoin for a profit in green or at a loss in red. And obviously, since the start of this bear cycle back in 2021 and throughout, there have been a ton of people selling Bitcoin at a loss. So what that tells us is a lot of weak hands have sold, which is great because what we don't want, which we discussed in our recent altcoin strategy video for the next bull cycle, you can check out by clicking on the link above. What we do not want is a lot of people in the red who are waiting to sell as the price starts to climb, because it will create a lot of sell pressure, keeping the price from increasing more quickly and efficiently than if everyone who is looking to get out of their position is just out. Once most people who are at a loss have dumped, then we can experience a nice market reset and continue on to the next bull cycle. Awesome. So if you would like to explore some new altcoins in the new altcoin cycle and some strategies to consider, check out this video. If you would like to finally have that eureka moment and understand how cryptocurrency wallets, seed phrases, and private keys work, check out this video. And to get your very own Tangent wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.